Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Word.
Welcome to Burden and Blessing Podcast. Our word for this week is equality. We obviously think about equality this week as we remember Martin Luther King Jr. Day and the civil rights movement in our country. The Bible talks about equality as well. It comes up in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 when Paul talks about being fair and equal with one another as Christians when we give and help one another out with things. We know that Jesus Christ is an example of equality for us in our lives, where Paul says that you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that even though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. Christ as God humbled himself and came to earth to be our equal so that we would have hope of being equal with God by faith. Philippians chapter 2 says that when Christ came, he did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. He came in our place as a bondservant, and he humbled himself to the point of death so that we could have the forgiveness of sins. With that work of Christ in view, we see now the Bible describing true equality by faith in certain ways. For example, Jesus says in John chapter 8, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Freedom is a synonym of equality. Because Jesus set aside his equality, we have the hope of being free with God through the word. Galatians chapter 3 also reminds us very clearly, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." That is the true example of equality in the scriptures, that through the work of Jesus as our Savior, all of the arbitrary distinctions and titles of the world fade away, and we are all found forgiven in his name. What a beautiful and lasting thing for our lives. But so often, when the word equality comes up in our society, it comes up in contexts against the Word of God. Paul goes on to say that even though we are free in Christ Jesus, we should not use that freedom to excuse sin in our lives. In Galatians 5, he says, "Stand fast in your liberty by which Christ made you free, but do not be entangled with a yoke of bondage." A couple verses later, he gets even clearer where he says, "You have been called to liberty, but do not use it as an opportunity for the flesh." There are many opportunities that present themselves in our lives where society would have us fight for equality when it's actually against God's word. Think of examples of life at home between husbands and wives, or between parents and children. So often people feel that they can resist respecting and loving one another in fight for their own personal equality. Think about matters at the church where God gives distinct roles to both men and women, but people use equality as a battle cry against what God has said. Think about respecting our leaders in the government, where so often people speak out in disrespect in ways that are unloving instead of following what God says. When it comes to equality, when the society uses it against God's word, it becomes what Paul called it as he wrote to the Galatians. It becomes an opportunity for the flesh. Paul says, "You have been set free by Christ. You have equality through the forgiveness of sins, but that does not give you license to sin or to reject God's word." Fighting for equality in that way detracts from true freedom and liberty in Jesus, which only comes by being a disciple of his word, as we saw in John chapter 8. In the end, rejecting God's word in the name of equality is still rejecting God's word. Let us use opportunities in our lives to share and promote true equality in Jesus Christ by the forgiveness of our sins, while at the same time upholding, defending, and believing the word of our Savior. We are absolutely thankful to live in a country of freedom and equality, and we hope that that continues. But ultimately, our lives center on God, our Savior, who has come for us and paid for our sins.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.